Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Magazine Network. And I'm here today at the 2019 Labor Day Parade in Albany. And it's Friday, September the 6th, and they got nice weather for a parade.
Yes, they do.
All right. And I have as my guest
Wayne Spence, president of the Public Employees Federation.
And how you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Wayne, let me just ask you something. You told me the name of your union.
Yes.
But tell me something about it and the members that they serve.
So we serve the professional, scientific, and technical titles that work for New York State government, from Buffalo to Long Island. Those would be nurses, would be the nurses that works at the SUNY hospitals, SUNY Upstate, SUNY Downstate, SUNY Stony Brook, nurses that work in OPWDD, work in OMH, Office of Mental Health, work in the correctional facilities, engineers who works for the DOT, the scientists that do research that works for DEC, the people who work for fisheries, the people who make sure and manages the state resources when it comes to the forest, parole officer, which I am, research scientist. It's a gamut. We have 3,000 titles in our union, all working for New York State government.
And you cover the entire state of New York, right?
Entire state, from Buffalo to Long Island. Now, I live on Long Island.
Now, I see one of the signs over there says that about talking about contract negotiations. Are y'all in contract negotiations?
We are in contract negotiations with the state of New York. Our contract expired in April. We are there hoping to get a fair contract for our members who are citizens, just like everybody else in New York State, but we proudly serve the citizens of New York State.
And Wayne, I know this is your second term for president, right? And I know it's a lot of work, right?
Yes. I kind of looked up the other day and the summer's over and my family say, so when are we going to take that vacation? I was like, oh, well. So I got to go make it up to them before it gets too cold.
Well, I always told me, my wife should do the refrigerator thing. You know, I had to put your picture on the refrigerator just to remember that you're here.
Yep, my wife said to me, could you pencil me in? I was like, okay, honey, I deserve that. So it's hard work, but it's good work. I love serving the members who in turn serve the citizens of this great state.
Yeah, you gotta love to serve members if you can't be there.
Yes, sir.
So, Wayne, in your opinion, how has the labor union fared over the past year? What has been some of their success and failures?
Some of our biggest success has been standing strong after that decision came down from the Supreme Court called the Janus decision, especially within public sector unions. People thought we were going to lose thousands of members, that members were going to actually say, I can walk away from the union and get all the things that the union do for me, which is what you call a freeloader. That didn't happen. For my union, we lost maybe less than 2% of our members. And that has been the average for most unions in New York State. So the good thing is that union is strong in New York still. We are the highest density of any state in the United States for unionized workers. And the public sector workers make up that density. It is state and municipal and county employees who are unionized that make it up. So that has been a good thing for the union movement. What we're not really good at as of late is now that we have to sign people up, they don't come in automatically, telling our story and explaining, especially the young folks, the millennials, the value of the union and why you should be a union person and not be what we call a freeloader. Why you should pay for something that you could technically get for free. And you can't get everything for free because everybody know it might be free today, it ain't going to be free tomorrow.
And Wayne, so just give me your thoughts on this 2019 Labor Day Parade and why it's important that we have things like this.
We got to let folks know what the labor movement's about. We got to let folks know that the five-day work week never used to be a five-day work week. People forgot that. People have to remember there was a point in time where children as young as 10 years old used to be working in sweatshops. It was union that got the five-day work week. It's the union that got certain holidays. It's the union that got to talk about safety. If anybody remember this thing called the Triangle Fire, where hundreds of people got killed in a sweatshop because nobody talked about safety. To this day, safety standards, all those things are generated by the union. It was the union movement, and so we got to keep doing it so people, lest we forget. Because lest you can forget, we're gonna find people getting hurt and getting killed on the job. Because at the end of the day, sometimes that boss only care about the bottom dollar. And somebody got to speak truth to power. And that's what the union allows every worker to do, speak truth to power.
And wait, what are some of the key issues or demand that your union will be fighting for, you know, over the next Labor Day 2020? What things they will be fighting for or things they will fight against?
The biggest thing for us is a fair contract that recognizes the professional, scientific, and technical titles in state government. Most of our members they have degrees. They're scientists, they're attorneys. And some of them aren't even, we got people who have a PhD in biology, making less than $30,000 a year. A PhD in biology, that's a lot of school. How can you make $30,000 a year coming out of a PhD program with all the loans that's out there and survive? It can't happen. It's not comparable. And if we don't do that, New York State is going to lose that technical expertise that they have, and we're going to start relying on consultants who are going to start doing things based on dollar instead of based on what's the best interest for citizens.
And Wayne, I just want to ask you one last question. I know you got to get back over there.
Yeah.
If you could give some wisdom to working people about your labor experience, coming from your labor experience, what message would you give?
The boss never give you what you deserve. They give you what you negotiate. The boss never on its own give you respect. You have to fight and show and sometimes take that respect. Nothing of value is ever given freely. Think about it. If gold was easy to attain, it wouldn't have value because everybody would have it. Anything of value, anything that's worth having, you got to work for it. And there's always strength in numbers. What one person can accomplish, imagine three or four people were with you, how much more you can accomplish. And that's what the union movement's about.
Okay.
All right.
And there you have it, from Wayne Spence, who's the president of the Public Employee Federation. And thank you, Wayne, for
thank
that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Still here, so Willie Terry still here at the Labor Day Parade, and it's about to get started. And I have right now as my guest,
Stephen Mokwin
of the ATU. Now, what's the ATU, Steve?
ATU 1321 is we represent our bus drivers, white collar, and supervisors for CDTA.
And you are the what?
I'm the president business agent.
President and business agent?
Correct.
All right. And tell me some about your union and the members that serve.
We have 612 active members, 238 retirees. And we, like I said, we represent bus drivers, city bus drivers, supervisors, white collar, for city transit buses.
And you cover the Capital District?
We have three boroughs. We do Albany, Schenectady, Saratoga, and Troy.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you a question about the union itself. In your opinion, labor unions, how did they fare over the past year? And what do you think was some of their success and failure?
The ATU has not failed. We have grown stronger. Uh-huh. We have a lot of locals. We are one of the biggest. We have locals in Canada, so we're very strong. The failure is Janus Law. Some people feel that they don't have to get in, they want their rights still as a union member. So there's a lot of work we have to get done with the Janus Law.
You mean that Janus Law that was upheld by the Supreme Court?
That's correct.
Right. And that is kind of affecting your union?
It's not. We have a few members, very few members, but most of our members stayed with the union.
Oh, okay.
So we got a handful, maybe four or five of them that did decide they wanted to opt out.
I like the parade is about to start, but I just want to ask you to give me your thoughts on the 2019 Labor Day Parade and why you think it's important.
I think it's an awesome turnout, and we need to show that in the Capital District, this is a union city. So, union strong.
All right, and one last question. If you could give some wisdom based on your experience to working people, what would that message be?
To join a union, be involved. Young people, old people, be out here on days like today, parades. Support the unions. You're only going to get stronger.
Right. It's a nice day. Yeah. All right, there you have it. Words of wisdom from Steve Moquan from the ATU. The ATU is the
Amalgamated Transit Union.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.